On Monday, April 8, North Texans will have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to view a total solar eclipse. One of the best spots to view the eclipse will be at Dallas-based Frontiers of Flight Museum. Its proximity to Dallas Love Field means that it has unobstructed views of the sky. Where? Frontiers of Flight Museum, 6911 Lemon Avenue, Dallas. When? 1 to 4 p.m. Sunday, April 7. Tickets. $12 adults, $10 seniors, $9 youth 3 to 17, free kids 2 and younger. Information. Flightmuseum.com. While Monday's eclipse viewing event has sold out, you can catch a glimpse of what to expect that day at the Flight Museum's Sun Day event. Held the day before the solar eclipse, from 1 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, April 7, Sun Day will educate guests on how to safely view the eclipse and about the science behind it. Sun Day will feature two special guests, noted astrophotographer and lunar expert Robert Reeves, who will talk about why the sun is the star of the show, but the moon is a strong supporting actor, and children's book author Jamie Sandberg, whose Total Solar Eclipse, A Stellar Friendship Story, explains solar eclipses and the relationship between sun and moon to kids ages 5 to 8. During Sun Day, telescope maker Celestron will be outside the museum with solar telescopes set up to teach people how to look at the solar eclipse safely. The family event, free with museum admission, will include the opportunity to watch a show inside the planetarium dome. There will also be concessions available for purchase. Frontiers of Flight has partnered with the country's leading experts to ensure that guests at the museum have the country's most meaningful eclipse experience, said Frontiers of Flight Museum President and CEO Abigail Erickson-Torres. Working with our event partners, schools, libraries, and other groups, Frontiers of Flight Museum is providing thousands of children with unique STEAM resources related to the eclipse. Frontiers of Flight has created an expansive eclipse resource guide, with activities and experiments families can use as they teach children about this solar phenomenon.